Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loeda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loeda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loeda.org. That's LOUADA.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loeda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Welcome to the Cross in Kerrville radio show today. We want to welcome back Loeda Rashke. She's co-host of the show. Loeda, good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Roy.
Are you busy this time of year with your band and your music and everything?
Well, just everything combined, yes, sir, but it's a good busy.
And so you keep pretty busy year-round, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
And with the television show, that takes a lot of time, too.
Well, it does. We record 4 to 5 shows, or sometimes 6 shows, you know, a month, and God has been blessing it.
And just to be prepared for that takes a lot, doesn't it?
You have to be prepared for it, and then we have a prayer line that people call in that's attached to our TV program, our toll-free prayer line, and we've had well over 5,000 callers that have called in.
And you're able to get back to some of them and call them?
All of them. Really? We have a little team that does that. Yes, that's another portion of our ministry.
And so are you on radio too?
I am.
Where are you on radio?
KERV AM 1230 here in Kerrville.
All right, that's great. Well, listen, I always just like to mention that because a lot of people know that, but then there's people that don't. We want to make sure we
let our audience know how they can know about you and reach you. And
LouAda.org.
You're a wonderful person. I've known her for a good while, a great person. So believe me, any encounter with LouAda is a good one.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Rory.
Let's talk to our guest again today. Why don't you introduce him and let's get the visit going again, because he's such a nice man and he's got such great things to share about the Cross.
I'm so honored to have Jim Musso back on the Cross at Curville radio show today. Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Yeah, you have some awesome stories. I tell you what, I love the fact that you moved to Kerrville 4 years ago and immediately, I mean, you got plugged in.
He didn't mess around.
I mean, he knew a good thing when he saw it, and God connected you in. And I know it's a blessing to you, but it's also a blessing for the Coming King Foundation and every single person that comes in contact with you up there at the Cross. Now, how often are you there?
I kind of listen a lot to the Spirit. I try to always make it once a week, but I listen to the Spirit. I'll go up more often, but there's not a real set time that I go up there. So it's whenever He prompts me,
you
I go.
To go up there, yeah.
And or then, whenever I have a tour.
Yeah. Then you have a divine assignment there.
Yes. I would say divine appointments. I love them.
You know, God always has at the other side, on the other side of our yes, somebody's waiting. Somebody's waiting for our yes to hear the Spirit of God say, go, do, say, give, be this, do this, help them. On the other side of our obedience changes someone's life. I believe that with all my heart. So thank you for saying yes and being obedient whenever the Holy Spirit says go. And you were telling me that you got to witness God do something regarding someone having some stomach issues, and it's a wonderful testimony. Why don't you share that with us?
I'd love to share this with you, but you know, this is all about God.
Yes, it is.
And these are God stories. I'm just repeating them for Him, you know, because I'm on the air. But these are God stories. I was assigned a tour on a Saturday, and it was a group from San Antonio, which was the altar society of a church there in San Antonio. And it was about 14 ladies and one man. And when they came, I did a basic introduction, told them some things, and I took a different approach. I said, what can you expect? And one of the things I said is, you could expect is God will answer your prayer. You can expect to see His presence up here or feel His presence up here. Some of the things you might look for is glory dust. You can expect for a great opportunity to pray and pray with others or be prayed for. And that was kind of the approach I took leading this tour. I change them. I don't always do the same thing where it's rote.
Now, if people are listening right now and they're not familiar with glory dust, talk about glory dust a little bit briefly. Please.
Glory dust is an unknown element on the periodic chart of elements, and they sent it in to, I think, Texas A&M, the school there, and had it analyzed, and they said, it's nothing of this earth, but it's like gold flakes, it's like sparkle that women wear on their face, and it will land on you, can land around in your face, can land on your hands, and it just gives you sparkle.
It's so like the Shekinah glory with Moses when he came down from the mountain. His face shone so much that he had to put a veil over his face.
I just wanted people to know that as we're tossing that term around, that Max Grinder has taken it, gone to Texas A&M, which is his alma mater, and he knows people over there, and they've looked at it, and like you said, they can't figure out what it is. And A&M is one of the most respected schools in the country, and so they weren't able to find out. But it's there. People experience it, and they see it.
Definitely. Definitely they experience and see it. And after I finished this, I was with the lady in charge, and she had asked me a question because these were people from the Catholic Church, but there was a group of men from a different Catholic church in the Knights of Columbus, just divine appointments, two different groups, didn't know either one was coming. And she had asked because some sculptures down below where the three nails are at and just past the entrance, there's a sculpture in the trees of Mary holding her crown of thorns because she's grieving over the loss of her son, Jesus Christ. And so as I was pointing those out, I happened to have my bag and I pulled a notebook out and I says, I've got something to show you, just kind of impromptu. And I opened up my book, and there I have a picture of the fountain or the Coming King sculpture where in Revelations 19:11, Christ is coming in riding on a white horse, clear blue skies. And as you look at the picture, you can see a double, almost a triple rainbow circling
it's awesome.
Head of Christ
wow.
in that. And she starts tearing up and crying, and she says, you know, when I was here first and what brought me back is, she says, I prayed for my son. And she says, we saw a rainbow that day. She says, I take this as confirmation that the prayers were answered.
Wow.
That's something.
Now, you're talking about a visible sign.
Yes.
Isn't God good?
And I, one of the things I shared with him, I said, you might see visible signs that God is here. He's here 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I went around and prayed for various members of the group there and the other group. But as I was praying for this one lady, she had had stomach problems, ailments of the intestinal tract for quite some time. And God does everything. All I do is pray. That's my role. That's all he expects me. I put it in his hands. The results of the prayer are all in God's hands. I have nothing to do with that. It's all about God. And so I prayed for her stomach issues, and I said to her, I said, thank you, and prayed and ended prayer and went on praying for others and sharing things about the sculpture garden. Every stop, every sculpture there has something unique about it you can share with them. And then there's all the plants, and then there's the animals and the cross itself and the prayers inside the cross. And I was handing out pamphlets to other visitors, and when it finished, I walked them all to their transportation, as I usually do, said a final prayer and final blessing. And I'm at the office visiting Debbie and Roz. I believe it was the next day. It might have been 2 days later. But this lady called and wanted to talk to me. And her name was Diane. And she said, I just wanted to talk to him. She says, I've had these problems for some time. And she said, my stomach is healed.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Right. Thank you, Lord. My stomach is healed. And of course, they don't give out our names and this and that. They said, we'll give you that. And said, would you give him my number so he could call me and on that if he chooses to? And I pray about that. And I called and left a message. I was so happy that her stomach was healed. But it's all about God. Thank you, God.
Well, you know, something that I want to make clear too is God is with them wherever they are. God is everywhere. You know, you can have intimate worship and relationship with God. You can talk to him. He can talk to you anywhere. But there's something special. There's just a special manifested presence of the Lord at the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden. There's so many things up there. There's so many elements, so many beautiful anointed sculpt that God used anointed Max to create and others. That it's so beautiful. And there's music. And there's so many things. There is a special manifested. You can feel the presence of God. But I just want our listeners to know that no matter where they are right now, they could be watching, listening on the podcast later on. You know, they don't have to be there, but I encourage you to go there.
And there have been a number of things, according to Max Griner, where people have actually listened and had this experience and not been there, which was kind of interesting that you don't even have to be there, but people have been healed from knowing somebody that have been to the cross. And Max has mentioned several. And so that in itself is another miracle on top of a miracle, that someone could be healed and not even go there.
Yeah, that's true. It is awesome.
Before I forget, let's let the people know what the hours are, because, and also it's not a church. Talk a little bit about that it's not a church, and what are the hours?
It is an open air, I guess you would call it tabernacle. It's an open air. Anybody can go. There's no walls, spiritually or physically. There's no walls. You can just come no matter who you are, where you are in life. And it's not a church. And people that never darken the door of a church go up there. People that attend church all the time go there. People that are atheists go there. Believers, people broken, hurting, sick, depressed, want to commit suicide, addicts, no matter why or how, the reason. You can come there. It's open. And it's located at 520 Benson Drive, Kerrville, Texas. 520 Benson Drive, Kerrville, Texas. And you can go to thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or you can call it 830-928-7774, 830-928-7774.
And it's hours are 6 till
midnight.
Midnight.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
And there's no charge. So there's no charge to get in. And we have some bathrooms now. We're working on getting some nicer ones. So I think that's next on the list. As we're getting towards the end of this show, Jim, like we've done in the previous ones, I always like to ask you and see if there's something that comes to you in your heart that you'd like to share with our audience right now.
Well, God told me to share about these prayer packets that we give out with the from the foundations. The tour guide chaplains, we give out these packets of information. There's two pamphlets. There's different. One will have pictures of the sculptures and have the 77 prayers in the prayer plaque. That's all scripture related. The other will have a little brief story about the Coming King Foundation, the cross, and it will also have the prayers that are inside the cross, which were powerful, which are healing prayers, which are empowerment prayers. And there's a 65-minute CD that tells the story of the cross and how it came about. So he impressed that upon me, and they're free.
Okay, Jim Musso, thank you again for being with us and taking your time and sharing with us. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Loeta, we have Dawn Kennedy.
Dawn Kennedy is going to share a little word right quick.
I just want to say I met Jim this morning. I've seen him up at the cross many times, but he and I had never really talked. And this morning he said to me that how shy he was, that he'd never asked me my name. He'd seen me up there. And I just want to say, listening to his stories the last few weeks, what a secret weapon you are, because you are not afraid to go up and speak to people up there, and you talk to them and help them encounter Christ up at the cross. That's a beautiful thing. So I just want to say thank you for what you do.
Yes, amen. That's a good word. Secret weapon. Jim, the secret weapon for God.
Don Kennedy, again, thank you for the Vistra comments that you do every week.
No problem.
Well, Loeta, let's wrap it up. Tell people once again how they can get in touch with the cross. And if they need help, they need counseling, whatever they need, we've got it. And directions to the cross, more information about the sculptors and everything, it's all there. Where?
At thecomingkingfoundation.org. Thecomingkingfoundation.org. And the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden is located at 520 Benson Drive, Kerrville, Texas, right off the interstate.
Right at 10, and it's the road that goes to Fredericksburg. Mm-hmm. And you'll see the flag for the car dealership, and right above that, you'll see the cross sticking up there. You can't miss it.
And they can call the office at 830-928-7774, 830-928-7774.
All right, Loeta Roschke. Here's Dawn Kennedy with Vistra's comments.
Hello. Barbara Ashmore of Webb City, Missouri said, Max, I was absolutely stunned as I read about your journey through chapter number 11 of your upcoming book. It was a grand synopsis of your book, making me want to read the whole thing. A dynamic testimony to the power of God. The evidence of God through those years is broadcast loud and clear. It brought to mind so much scripture. I could not tell you all it inspired in me in an email, so here comes this letter. God is definitely in charge of the garden. You are a portal for Him. May we all be a door for Him to walk through to reveal His power and love. He delivered you from all your enemies and brought you and the cross under His protection. If you have love for one another, everyone will know you are my disciples. John 13:35. You revealed yourself to be a true disciple with forgiveness. You forgave in the midst of pain and bewilderment. Your act of forgiveness is made perfect in His passion. The sinful nature of human beings is astounding in your story and the ongoing saga being played out. Come quickly, Jesus. But God stomped down the evil attacks against you and the cross and brought you forth. The beauty of what is transpiring today in Kerrville, these gardens are a tool for God to use. Miranda C. from Lubbock, Texas said on TripAdvisor, I must see. This is a very beautiful place. We went after dark and walked around admiring the different sculptures. I would recommend going while there is still light out because some of the sculptures are not well lit. But if you do go at night, it's still a sight to see. Gilbert and Laura Noriega of Facebook said, We enjoyed our first visit, my husband and I. It's so peaceful, and you can feel the Holy Spirit as soon as you start walking on the grounds of the Coming King Garden. We came back with a beautiful picture from God Almighty. Linda Force, a TCKF trustee, said, Oh, what a great video of the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden. White Hummingbird by Dr. Robbie Carpenter. God is so good to send the hummingbird to his garden, to draw people to his garden, to find his peace. I am praying daily for all of us as we continue to march on for Jesus. Barbara Ann Weidman said on Facebook, "We went to visit this in July, a very touching, heartfelt place to be. So peaceful and calming, beautiful." And finally, Edward and Rosa Esquivel of Eagle Pass, Texas said, "We cannot thank God enough for the health and blessings. We look forward to the completion of the Lion of Judah. Thank you for your hard work. God bless."
We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he ever worked miracles, he still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.